Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We're getting an update from Guanajuato Silver, also known as G Silver, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol GSVR and on the OTCQX under the symbol GSVRF. We are chatting again with the CEO, James Anderson. Now, to bring everybody up to speed, there's been pretty significant change that has come into G Silver on the back of a June 29th news release. The company is a silver and gold concentrate producer in Mexico from the El Cubo mine, but there was this new development here in terms of acquisition from Great Panther. The company has acquired 100% of Great Panther's Mexican mining assets. Along with that news, the company arranges a $14 million U.S. debt and equity financing package to satisfy this acquisition. Key point that we're going to start with here from the very highest level is that G Silver's operations will expand from two mines and one production facility to five mines and three production facilities. James, let's start with that point, and it has to tie into the synergies that you are seeing with your current operations and now bringing in Great Panther's assets.
Yeah, hey, Corey, Shad. Corey, that's a fantastic introduction into what we're doing here. So we do like to brag about being Mexico's newest silver and gold mining company by virtue of the fact that we bought El Cubo last year. What buying the Great Panther Mexican mining assets does for us is the following. There's three mines. One is called Topia, which is in Durango. It is producing right now. It's narrow, but very high grade. It's about a kilo of silver equivalent per ton in both the M&I and the inferred categories. It's been operating on and off, but mostly on since the 1940s. They sell a lead and silver concentrate to Samsung, you know, those guys that make TVs and cell phones and stuff. And then they also sell a zinc concentrate. So that mine is operational today. The other two mines that we're buying in Guanajuato, which is right in the same town as our current operations, those two mines were operating until November of last year. The reason that they had to shut down was because of lack of tailings capacity, and we are not constrained in that way. So the purchase of those two mines will be accretive almost immediately. We hope to be able to be mining from both of those mines within the first couple of months and be shipping that material a total of about 30 kilometers or 15 kilometers from either of the two mines to El Cubo and start producing, you know, start running material from both of those two mines through our El Cubo milling operation.
Well, James, hats off to you and your team for structuring this deal. And I feel like when I look at this press release and as a shareholder of Guanajuato Silver, I see it as you moving from a single asset producer to becoming a multi-mine, almost a smaller mid-tier producer almost overnight. And I'd love you to speak to the fact that you're not just picking up, you know, properties and mines and resources in the ground, but you're also picking up some other plants that have other value to where, in addition to having a hub and spoke, you actually could down the road have other plants in the mix.
Yeah, for sure. And I think Shad, like, that's exactly what we want to try and do. We are of a mind that silver especially and gold will be very valuable, you know, into the future. Now that's hard to say on a day like today when the precious metals are, you know, going down so quickly and so sharply. However, it doesn't really change our view that having a silver mining business in central Mexico is a good idea. So we look at the strike price about what we're paying here as extraordinarily good value. Last year, we paid $15 million for El Cubo. The last time that it changed hands was in 2012, and it changed hands at $200 million. This deal with Great Panther, what we're buying is a whole bunch of resources. So if you take the measured and indicated resources and put a $2 value on them, which I think is fair, given the fact that all of the resources here are right beside production facilities, and let's say we put a dollar price tag on the inferred numbers, $25 million as replacement cost for the Cata plant in Guanajuato, which was operating very well until November of last year, and $10 million for the plant in Topia, which is operating right now. $10 million just because it's a little bit older and, you know, might need a little bit of money over the next couple of years just to refurbish some of it. But if I add all that up, I get to $87 million, as opposed to the headline number of 14.7 that we're paying for these assets. So I do think that it's another extraordinary transaction for Guanajuato Silver to build, you know, just like you described, Shad, a new mid-tier precious metals company. And I think that as we move forward, if we can get a few good days in the marketplace, not only in the stock market, but in the precious metals markets, you know, perhaps we can get a re-rating for our company as a perhaps a smaller but mid-tier producer of precious metals.
So, James, from these additional three mines that you're acquiring and two production facilities, which ones do you see coming online first, really adding to the production portfolio of the company immediately in the near term?
So it's a great question, because most M&A activity that happens in the mining industry, people talk about, oh, we're only 3 years from production, or we're only 5 years from production. This is a transaction that is immediately accretive to shareholder value. And I say that because Topia in Durango, the mine in Durango, it's operating right now. You know, they mine and sell these concentrates that I was referring to earlier. So that is, you know, immediately accretive for our business. The other two mines in Guanajuato, again, they were only shut down last November. We can start mining there within the next couple months and shipping that material to the El Cubo operation. Now, the plant called Cata, so that would be our second production facility in Guanajuato, we think that we can get that restarted by mid-2023. It needs new tailings capacity, and we have several different ideas about how we're going to adjust a little bit what Great Panther was doing and to add additional tailings capacity to that operation, and then sort of have it back in full production by mid next year.
Well, just along that line of thinking, James, I'd like you to spend just 1 minute and just highlight not just how you approach things a little differently on some of these legacy mines and assets that other operators have been using, but just the strength of your team, and in particular, Ramon Davila, the president and director of G Silver, just his ability to operate within the country and find a strong operations team. I think that gives you guys another competitive edge that other companies may not have.
Yeah, well, let's talk about Ramon and the team just a little bit. I mean, it is exclusively a Mexican management operating team on site. And that is different than a lot of the expat companies that try and do business in Mexico, be they Canadian or American or British or Australian. They like to bring their management teams to Mexico. You know, I think and we think that it's better, if you can, about setting up a Mexican managerial team in Mexico to operate the mines. Ramon has had enormous success for many, many years, including being the chief operating officer and on the board of directors of First Majestic during all the growth phase. He brought that company from having 4 employees and 0 production to making it into a company with 4,000 employees and 12 million silver equivalent ounces per year. Ramon thinks, like I do, that we can have a hub and spoke operation in Guanajuato, but he also thinks that we can build the same type of hub and spoke operation in Durango at Topia in the years ahead. With regards to Ramon as well, and you know, bringing on this new asset that's maybe a little bit further afield for us, you know, so not all of our assets are going to be around Guanajuato, but there will be this other mine in Durango. Ramon in 2016 became the economy minister for the state of Durango. So the people in Topia, in the little village of Topia around the mine, they know Ramon's name not only as being a great miner, but also being an important politician in their state. So that's very important. And then I think the other aspect of what you were talking about was just, you know, how all of these operations, they're built, right? You know, we don't have to build it and we don't have to permit it. Like, you know, you look at across the mining industry today, what is it that slows things down? What is it that causes people heartburn? Well, it's the permits that are required. You can build a mill, right? You can, you know, get a Chinese mill delivered, you know, on the weekend and, you know, build it to your heart's content. But if it's not permitted, it doesn't help anybody. All of the operations that we're purchasing are permitted, with the one exception, and that's the tailings facility at the Kata plant. We have plans for that, but that will not stop us from mining at San Ignacio and Valenciana, because all of that material can go to our El Cubo plant. We'll truck it there and process it at El Cubo for the foreseeable future.
Now, you mentioned permits there, James. Elaborate on that a little more. Any permits that you guys will need to get or apply for in the next couple of years as you move all these assets forward?
Well, I guess the long answer, Corey, is that, you know, very, very rarely, you know, do you have a permit these days and it's filed and it's done and it's over with, right? I mean, we have a small department in Guanajuato that deals with that on an ongoing basis to make sure that the regulators have all of the up-to-date information on everything that we're doing. The more direct question, I think, you know, we were just talking about a minute ago. So how will we address this tailings facility issue at the Kata plant within just the next couple of months? I mean, as soon as we close this transaction, we will apply not only for an expansion of the current tailings facility that's there. In the same document, what we will do is apply for permission to use a portable paste plant and take all of our tailings at the Kata plant and put them back underground. Valenciana has been in operations for 450 years. There's about 450 years worth of voids underground that we can take the tailings and put them back underground. Some people have said in the past, oh, well, that's a little bit expensive. But, you know, is it? You know, adding a few dollars a ton to, you know, your overall production, you will have great social license going into the future by not putting your tailings, you know, off in some valley somewhere, but putting it back underground where you got it. The other benefit for us, for 450 years, people have been mining there. So not only are there voids, but there's high-grade pillars that have been left to support the mine. Well, if we take some of this tailings material and cement it back in place, we'll be able to take out some of that high-grade pillars, some of those high-grade pillars, and process that material as well. So there's a lot of benefits for us into the future if we can maneuver ourselves into being kind of at the front end, 21st century thinking about how we deal with our tailings capacity.
Yeah, it sounds like there could be several wins by taking that paste and fill and putting it underground, grabbing the old material, less disturbance, and the voids are already there. Might as well fill them. So I guess just as we wrap up, James, you know, encapsulate for us what you want investors to take away from this transaction, how you want them to think about the company, and any key news you want them to be looking for.
I guess my feeling here today, you know, on a day when you know, the precious metals and the precious metals equities are you know, not doing very well at all, anybody that's looking at Guanajuato Silver, I would have them think about what we did last year in terms of taking El Cubo, putting it back into production swiftly, on time, on track, on budget, and, you know, imagine what we can do with these other assets, which are immediately accretive for our company. So I think that we're building a silver and gold mining enterprise focused in central Mexico, and that will have great resilience into the future. And so I think, you know, investors can look at that and probably, I think, I hope, view Guanajuato Silver as being just a little bit different than a lot of the other companies out there that are trying to be in the mining business and being in the precious metal business. I think that we can be a company that can survive the ups and downs and the vagaries of the capital markets for a long time going into the future.
All right, James, very well done. Very interesting acquisition here, as well as the continued growth that we have seen from G Silver. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. We'll post a link to that most recent news release regarding that acquisition of Great Panther's Mexican mining assets. And we'll follow up as we get some more news, including how these assets are going to play into the production portfolio and some of the forecasts moving forward. So James, thank you again for your time, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you, gentlemen. It's always a pleasure.